I remember just after I got saved, which was late in 76, and I was just so on fire for God. I just so changed, and it was just amazing. And it was a day when I was just hungry for the Word of God. And I began to underline scriptures that stood out in my Bible, very neatly underlined. I had a little ruler and I'd underline those scriptures because they were important to me. And I think one of the scriptures that was so important to me and just got highlighted was, many of you would know, and it may be one of your favorites, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. And how's it going now? Nevertheless, I should get it out. Nevertheless, I live. I've actually got it down here, I think, yeah. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith. Wow, faith was so important. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Hallelujah. That was the scripture that really burned in my heart. I have been crucified with Christ. I knew it. I knew it. I was crucified to the old life. I was crucified to what I had been in. We often think, we can understand being, resurrection, but what is it to be crucified with Christ? And I believe to be crucified with Christ is like it's we just let go. We just let go of self. We live for him. We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him. We've got to crucify the flesh. The flesh goes and the life of Christ comes in. That's what it's all about. And it was just amazing. I remember going to an Easter conference. That would have been early the following year. And it was the first conference that I'd been to. And man, there were several thousand there. And I was living in the Palmerston North area, and they had actually hired the Awapuni racecourse stand with a stage out the front, and the stand was just full. Hallelujah. We were just full on that. It was over Easter weekend of that year. And it was just like everything that Christ was doing in my life was being reinforced. It was such a joy to be in him. And I guess it was like in Acts chapter 3, when Peter was going to the temple. Remember that story of the gate beautiful, which actually has an intriguing meaning. The gate beautiful in the Greek is horaios, which means belonging to the right time or season. And there was a lame beggar outside of the temple gates. He'd been there for years. He was unable to walk. And Peter came along. And he was on fire for God. He was like what Paul had said, I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And so when this beggar wanted the usual, he wanted things, he wanted money, he wanted whatever he could get. And Peter
was actually emptied of self. He couldn't give anything of self. He could no longer give this beggar anything of self. But he said, what I have got, I give to you. And I believe that we're in that season of when we become dead to self, we will have what we've got in the Lord to release. And that's what resurrection power, we talk about resurrection power. It's time for the demonstration of resurrection power in all of us. It's time for the talk to stop and the demonstration to begin. I believe it, that we're in the same season as of the Gate Beautiful, where healing is being released. Where healing is being released and deliverance is being released. And all of what Christ has put in us is being released. I really believe that with all my heart. We are in the same season as the Gate Beautiful, belonging to the right time and season. And I believe we are in the right time and season to see the power of God manifest through us. Through us. Hallelujah. And why not today? Why not today? Hallelujah. 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 We can release. See, Peter released what he had. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed. Because Jesus had said, in my name, you will heal the sick. In my name, you will raise the dead. In my name. Have we lost maybe the recognition of the power of the name of Jesus in our church today? And believing by faith. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, by faith, I believe the Son of God who died for me and gave himself up for me. Let faith arise, even this morning. Even this morning, and just as I finish this morning. If you're sick in your body, if you've got something in your body, in the name of Jesus, let healing be released. Can you do that? Can you do that this morning? Let healing be released in your body this morning. Hallelujah. I've got nothing to give, but I will give what Christ has put in me. And he says that I have resurrection power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And Paul said that it gave, in Romans 8, it will give life to your mortal bodies. I say that's talking about healing. If the resurrection power that resides in me can give life in your mortal bodies, you receive it this morning. Can you receive it this morning? Put your hand up. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive it this morning. I receive it this morning. I receive the manifest power of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, hallelujah. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just releasing what God has put in me, in the Spirit. It's my spirit man that is speaking this morning to release the resurrection manifest power of God to touch you and heal you and set you free. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give a shout to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has never, ever, ever lost its power and never will if we believe. It can do what it was made to do. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.